name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 8th of September 2009 and the time is 2:30 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Caden Sterling. I'm 42. I'm originally from Scotland, but I've been in Nottingham for the last few years.
And have you travelled into London from Nottingham, especially for your
hour? We'd have, yes. Yes, we came down this evening. Mm-hmm.
And just coming to the square tonight and seeing the plinth in action, being how you imagined it would be?
It's a lot smaller than what I imagined. When we came on tonight, I think there was a chef up there, and we drove around for a wee while, amazed at how busy it is for a Monday evening into Tuesday morning. We spent, God, it's busier than Saturday night in Nottingham. Yeah, so smaller, but in the same way it is what I expected. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about going up?
Nervously, apprehensively, excited. Yeah, and a little bit concerned about heights, but it's just, before you do something, you always imagine it's always 100 times bigger in your head, you know, the fear aspect, but I'll be fine when I'm up there. Good.
What is it about this project that appealed to you when you first heard about it and made you want to take part?
You could do whatever you wanted within that hour. You must stick within. You can't do this, you can't, there was none of that. It was your hour, you could do whatever you choose to do. There are a few restrictions for health and safety, but the fact that you could do within the law whatever you wanted, which was really good, yeah.
And what is your understanding of what that hour is about? How have you taken it on board and reached the decision about what you'll be doing?
Well, we work with a lot of charities and fundraising with firewalks and glass walking, and I'd like to spend that hour just to raise the awareness, because if I can get more people to come to the firewalks and the glass walks, which are organised by each of the charities, it means more people bring more sponsorship for the charities, and they can be able to do so much with that. We work with every major charity across the country, and even the small individual people, you know, like the small fundraising to go climbing, you know, various mountains, or little projects within nursery schools, from, you know, like small, it all makes a massive difference. And even if brings an extra one person or two people along, it all adds up to everything that they do. Last week we were with London Air Ambulance, Hearing Dogs for the Deaf, and an individual group who were raising money for their water sports team. So it's absolutely anything. And let me see, we'll be at Edinburgh Zoo, York Hill Hospital, we're all over the place. It's brilliant. So I just wanted to raise the awareness in that way, to give it a bigger audience. We don't advertise what we do. It's all been word of mouth. You know, if a fundraising manager moves from one, you know, charity to another one, they'll give us a call and introduce us to their new places. If you get a walker who's been on something, goes back to their group and goes, yep, we'll do it. And that's how they just give us a call. We don't go out, we don't make cold calls, we don't email people, we just answer the phone and emails when they come in. It's great. And we're just getting bigger and bigger. So we're going to be, let's say, we're all over the Great Britain just now. We've been out in Dubai and Bahrain, and we'll be in Seattle at the end of this year. And we'll be also in Europe next year too. And our plan is, I mean, as human beings we evolve, and so Blaze will also evolve and expand, because we're looking for a big centre that we can open up, a holistic centre, so that we can just encompass everything. We can have people come to us, we can go to them, we'll bring in all kinds of therapists, practitioners, and just basically have a bloody good time. So that's what my aim is within that hour, to attempt to tell everybody everything. I don't think I've got enough time.
So is the organisation about firewalking and glass walking?
Firewalking and glass walking. We also do arrow breaking. We know they place the tip of the arrow here, and then you place the other end to on a board which somebody holds, and you walk into it. We do the massive big concrete curb stones. We pop them on ourselves and get them smashed with curbs, you know, with big sledgehammers. We do rebar bending, you know, the metal bar that they have within concrete structures for strength. We also place them, we have two people and we walk together with that, you know, and bend it. It's just really good fun. We do stunt work. We've got Blaze Fire Walking is the charity side of things. We do the corporate side as well, but much prefer the fundraising side. People are there because they want to be there. They've raised all their money for their chosen charity, and they're just absolutely amazing people. I have the best job in the world, and when you speak to the two team that will come down with me tonight, they'll say exactly the same thing. Where else can you go? One day you go to a fire walk up beside in Murray Firth, and at midnight you're paddling in Loch Ness, and then the next day we're down in Poole in Dorset, you know, working with the RNLI, and going over to Ireland the following week and walking along the Giant's Causeway. And this is part of our job, and it's just so many fantastic people, and it's brilliant. We all buzz afterwards. I'm just attempting to keep my buzz down just now, so that otherwise I'll end up speaking too fast for anyone to understand.
And how does it work with the charities? Do you do like a fire walk or a glass walk as an event and
yes.
then raise money for?
Well, what we do is the charity will contact us and they'll say, are you available and such, and so we give them all the information and everything they need. All we ask is they find the venue, which will have a training area inside and an area outside for the fire walk. Glass walking can be done indoors and outdoors. Fires we like outside because of the smoke. And they find, they advertise and they get all the people, or sometimes they, before it's even been out, like Edinburgh Zoo before it's even, and York Hill as well, before it's even on their website, they've got people, right, we heard you're doing this, we want to sign up. So on the night, they come along, 30 people is usually about an average. We have done 3,000 before. That was a few years ago. That was a good one. And they come along and they do a 2-hour training session beforehand, and we get them to do all kinds of exercises that they can apply to their everyday life. It's all relevant, and it just changes the way that you look at things just slightly. It just changes your perception. And the best is we have a bloody good time. And then we've been told that the training aspect of it is the best bit, and the firewalk is a bonus. And the bit I love is watching people when they arrive. They've got that look of, oh dear God, what have I let myself in for? Why did I sign that bit of paper? And they ask us 101 questions, and it's all, have you done it before? Once or twice, yeah, but okay. Have you ever been hurt? No, shh, you're all right. And how does it work? Go into the train and we'll tell you then. But then when you see them, when they come off the fire, they're actually visibly taller. You know, they're more upright, their shoulders are back, they've got this massive grin in their face. And they just bounce for the rest of the night. They're so proud of what they've achieved. It is really, really good fun. Love it.
And how do you even begin to get involved in something like that? Where did it all start with you?
Well, with me, I was going out with someone many years ago, and they wanted to do something completely different after they came out of the army. So I found a firewalking course for them. And in the middle of it was a public night. So I went along to the public night and I loved it. It was brilliant. And after that one firewalk, I lost about 4 stone in weight in 4 months. Felt fantastic, went along and did an instructor's course, and then I kind of bounced around Europe being this hippie firewalker. And then someone said, did you know about Blaze Firewalking? I'm like, no, I didn't. So I looked up their website, read everything that's on it, and it's still there to this day. And the founder of Blaze was Martin Sterling, and he'd written this about hippie firewalkers, one man and his dog organisations. So I emailed him, going, you arrogant tosser, and he emailed back going, cheeky bitch, and we just emailed each other back and forth, and just gradually the emails changed, and then it became phone calls and things. And then about 5 months later we met in York, and that was us. We got engaged 2 years later, and but in those 2 years I'd become involved more with Blaze. I'd get pulled from my hippie side and drawn into the dark side of Blaze, because the other name that we've got are Men in Black, even though I'm a woman, but it was mainly men at that point. So I started working with them, and then in January, let me see, in 07 we got engaged, and then in January 08 Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumour. We got married in the Queen's Medical Centre. It was the quickest one I've ever known. It was organised in an hour. One of the team that's with me there, she was one of her, they came up to visit. Next time they end up, no, by the way, we're getting married. So, you know, Martin's in his top of the range, you know, hospital gown. I'm in my Georgia Asda jumper and odd socks, no makeup. We've been awake for 30 hours. And that was us. 10 minutes later, after we got married, he went for his operation because they didn't know if he was going to come back out of it. And if he did, whether he would be severely disabled. They said he would be paralysed down his left side, blind, unable to speak. So, right, okie dokie. But he came out of it in recovery, reciting Shakespeare to check his memory, and walked out 2 days later. But with most of these illnesses, the treatment is the hardest thing. Sometimes it's worse than the actual tumour. And he died in November. To let everyone know that we're just how fantastic, please. I'm sorry. I'm fine till I talk about it. Just about the amazing work that we do with the people that we work with. It's not just a case of promoting Blaze as this massive ego. It's the work that we do. We've been told that we're better than Tony Robbins and if you take it further back, Jack Black. So what we can, Tony Robbins can take 2 days to do to get people to do the fire, what we can do in 2 hours and for £9,950 cheaper. Okay, you know, but it is an amazing, amazing team that I work with and the training that we do and the impact that it has on so many people. And the fact, you know, we could blow the corporate side of things out and do massive events, but that's not what we want to do. We love working with charities. It's, you know, things like we had a hearing dog named Blaze last year, you know, after the work that we've been working with them and the money that we've helped them raise. And I can't even begin to think how much money that we've helped raise over the last 25 years. And I just want people to know about us. We've been told we're the best kept secret. You know, because we just don't advertise. But now I just want the whole world to know the work that my husband created.
What would you like to take away from this experience?
To conquer my fear of heights. It's not really, well, wobbly legged. And we've just had so many challenges individually and as a team over the last few years. We've met them, we've blasted through them, and it's okay, this is another challenge for me tonight. I'll be up there doing my glass walk 8 meters from the ground in front of God knows how many people. They may not physically be in front of me, but I know there's quite a lot of people watching on, you know, on the Arts programme and online. A lot of Twitterers are out there as well, because that's how I found out about it. And it's to get me back into doing the training, because I haven't done any since Martin passed. I have a few jobs coming up, so I better bloody well go over this. I've got a lot of work to do, you know, but I love it. It's brilliant. So I know what I would like to get out of it, but what will happen at the end of it? I'll probably find something completely different happen at the end of the hour. But I'm looking forward to it. It's good. I'll probably spend the quite a fair amount of time preparing it and blathering and, you know, attempting not to talk nonsense. But yeah, I've probably spent a majority of it either, you know, just showing that it is safe. Probably everyone that you know has had some experience with broken glass, and it's been very negative. It's been a sudden accident where there's been a lot of pain, there's blood and panic and all and excitement all around. I just want to show that when you take the correct approach to things, if you take things slowly, you'll get there. It's safe. It really is. But I'm not going to stand there and do any of our training. That's our special thing that we'll keep to our our nights when people come along, because there's so many people who know that what we do and they're desperate to find out what we do and what we say, so I'm keeping that bit under wraps. But sorry, I may be havering now again, sorry.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Martin. Sorry. Yeah, I just want people to know what a unique, magnificent man. And all the work that he's created over the years, and we are carrying on with it. A lot of people, I was, as well as Blaise being, you know, the most, a secret, a lot of people didn't know about my involvement in the background as well. So after they know that, that Martin had passed, they didn't know. I had all kinds of phone calls from other companies. Oh, we'll do the work for you, we'll take over the company. But I think they expected me to scuttle back to Scotland, but they didn't realise what, you know, how strong I can be, even though it doesn't sound like it right now. But yeah, no.
Can I ask what it is that's important to you in life now, at the moment and for the future?
Global domination. Yes. And to carry on with what we do and to take it to as many people as we possibly can within Britain, Northern Ireland, Ireland, Europe. We're going to go for it. I want everyone to know about Martin's work.
What does this opportunity mean to you to be one of the people going up on the plinth and being able to do this?
You just don't know who's watching and how many people. And there could be someone out there thinking, you know, I'd never thought about doing fire walking or glass walking to raise funds for, you know, whatever their cause and the project is or close to the heart. I could maybe just reach one or even get one person to come along to our events and help them to change some aspect in their life. We don't claim to change people's lives. We just give them the tools to be able to do it for themselves. And even just to help one person or one organisation to give them the means to get their goal, there, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Sorry.